You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy month flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio, acting and comedy icon, Mr. Paul Reiser. How are you, sir?
I'm well. I'm happy to be an icon.
Right?
That's just, yeah, I'd like to just be a little icon.
You work with that? A little icon?
Yeah. I'm working my way up to legend. As soon as you hit legend, we can call it a day.
We're dangerously close.
God bless you.
Congratulations on the big news. Mad About You coming back. Gosh, I so many memories watching it, of course, in the 90s.
When you were a child.
Was it a full-grown adult, actually? Was it an easy decision to consider rebooting the show? Or?
Well, you know, it's funny. We were very clear for the last 20 years. We were off the air in 99, and we were so happy and proud that we ended it well, and we did a great finale that even glimpsed into the future. So we said, now we'll never be tempted to come back, right? We've shown everybody how it happens. And so we were done, and then all these other reboots started. And I was having lunch with the young Helen Hunt, as we often do. And I kind of jokingly said, look at all these people. Should we do that? And she said, I don't know. Should we? And suddenly we thought, you know what? It actually could be fun.
Nice.
But then, of course, that was we thought about it long and hard. And then for some reason, it took a long time for the business end of it to get worked out. But that just finally cleared. And it'll be fun. The only thing, it's going to be the same show, older. And now we had a little baby, and now... As in my own life and Helen's life, the kids are getting older. So we'll be sort of newlyweds again. Just, you know what I mean? That we have a house alone to ourselves again, just older and more tired.
So you're empty nesters, essentially,
yeah.
But you'll have, I am assuming your child, did you have children?
We're going to have to have, you know what? Stick around and watch the show.
Ah, is he getting a little spoiler?
Hey, wait a minute, you
right
could be our son. Wait a second. we adopted a 40-year-old guy.
There you go.
He can do the heavy lifting around the house.
And all the while, you've continued to do stand-up, correct?
You know what? It's interesting. I stopped doing stand-up when we started Mad About You. So in 90, whatever that was, 92.
Yeah.
And I didn't get back until like a few years ago. And because when Mad About You was on, it was just a full-time gig. So I was pretty busy. And then afterwards, I was, you know, happy being home. So I have only been back the last few years, but I missed it, you know. And
was it like riding a bike or...
You know, it's much different. You don't use your legs as much. But your butt hurts afterwards, so it's interesting. It's similar in that way.
I got to imagine, though, in the time that you took off, going back and now the... I always say the two toughest things to be right now are a police officer and a comedian, because it's hard to do both jobs.
Yeah.
Right? No, in the sense that so many eyes are on you and they're dissecting everything. And as far as... A comedian used to be where you can say you're truth tellers, right? And you can push the envelope and be politically incorrect and the whole deal. And now even comics are getting dissected, which really bugs as a fan.
We're in a world where for good or for bad, and it's a little of both. But yeah, everything is seen, everything is accountable. So there's no no off the record now.
Right. Do you feel handcuffed a little with material?
No, my stand up was never I was never pushing the edge or hitting buttons. Part of being a stand up is knowing, you know, how to keep your audience happy. So you don't want to, right. I'm not, you know, there are people who are great and who are political, and I've never been political on stage. So, no, but what, well, I'll tell you what was different was literally the physicality of it, you know, walking around stage for an hour and a half and just getting, and getting your brain back more than anything, because, the brain, the, it's like a muscle, you know, you don't use it. It's like, if you play, you know how to play ball, but if you haven't played in a while, the muscles are lagging behind.
Yeah.
So it took me a good year or so to get the muscle back. But now, you know, it's interesting. The minute I started going back to stand up, which was like 5 years ago or so, suddenly all these great acting gigs came up, and suddenly I was in Stranger Things and all the and all these cool shows. And I don't know why they happened at the same time, but the most fun, I gotta say, for all as cool as these shows are, the fun part for me is getting on stage, you know, like, because it's so simple, you know, you don't have to. Like with Mad About You, you have to get the studio, you right. have to get the financing.
Well, you get that instant gratification.
Yeah,
too,
you just go like out, tell your jokes, people yeah. laugh, go home. Not too complicated. So I love yeah. it. I love it.
It's sort of rock star kind of feel. It has been 37 years since your first Tonight Show appearance.
Is that true?
Yeah. What do you remember about that time?
Nothing. It's 37 years. I don't even remember I did the Tonight Show. I do remember that, because that was for comics at the time, and I don't know if it's the same now for kids, young people.
No, at the
out.
Time that was you.
It was it.
Yeah, that was it.
And there was no, you know, Johnny Carson yeah. was the gold standard. So if you got on the show, and then you did well, and he had you back, then you were made. And he was, you know, he was awfully supportive of comics. He loved comics, and he was always very nice to me. So I remember being really excited and nervous, but at the same time looking around, going, yeah, this is what I pictured, you know, because you have it in your head for all those yeah. years, and then here we are.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was, there's nobody like him. Nobody been like, we did a show, I produced a show that's on Hulu now called There's Johnny, which is, takes place in 1972 behind the scenes of The Tonight Show.
Oh, cool.
And we did it in conjunction with The Tonight Show, with Carson's estate. So yeah. if you, it's sort of like Larry Sanders, and you'd see the show up on the monitors, but we have actual Johnny Carson on the monitors.
Wow.
And, that was a trip, because it was really like a little time warp. We rebuilt the set as it was in 1972 when I was a kid, and I was in New York watching the show. And now I'm actually on the 1972 stage. It was really a mind messer. But so that was a lot of fun. But yeah, it's been great. And I never really get to play. Usually when I perform, I'm going out into the world, but yeah. I get to play right here, sort of local,
yeah.
La Mirada, California next week.
It's fun. You know, when I think of Johnny Carson, I'm probably one of the only people, or at least I assume, that has met Johnny Carson for the first time in his underwear.
Well, I'm going
to
give it to you.
That story.
Why is that?
Because I was.
Is that why when I met you, you were in your underwear?
I try to make it a habit. But I was doing the show Saved by the Bell right next door to the Tonight Show.
Oh, that's
time.
Right.
And I walked into the wrong, our wardrobe was right.
No.
It was early, and I just walked in, and there's Johnny just in his underwear.
No.
Or Mr. Carson. And like, what? And he was cool about it. I go, oh, excuse me.
No way.
Obviously, I recognize him. He's like, oh, it's okay. How you doing? I go,
you know, it would have been worse if he said, come on in.
Yeah, no, right. Exactly. Right, I first saw Johnny Carson in his room. By the way, he's a tidy whitey guy.
Good for him.
He's a tidy whitey guy. Never forget that.
You know what? I'm going to try and lose that image. Give me a
That's
minute.
That's why it's stuck up here.
Yo, give me a minute.
I'm like, damn, I wouldn't have pictured Johnny Carson as a tidy whitey guy. Anyway, you're also part of this new FX miniseries, Fosse Verdon.
It's Bob Fosse, legendary director and choreographer, and he was married to Gwen Verdon, who was
yes.
a huge, huge Broadway
yes,
star.
Yes.
And I never really quite knew the story, but it was a very passionate, a lot of conflict in that marriage. And it's an eight. I would never have dreamed that there's a show there, but it is Lin-Manuel Miranda's producing, and the Hamilton director, Tommy Cale, who directed Hamilton,
yeah.
is directing this. So it's really all these cool people.
He's so cool. Tommy's
great. Oh, my
guy.
Gosh. You know, Tom?
Yeah.
And Sam Rockwell plays Bob Fosse, and Michelle Williams plays Gwen Verdon. So it's all these top-notch people. And I get to I'm in a couple of them. I play the producer, his producer. So I'm in.
What's it on?
It's on FX, I think, in April.
Got it.
I'm in it just enough not to bring the show to a halt. You know what I mean? Just in and out. And they go, hey, there's the guy we know, and then gone.
That's awesome. Well, you mentioned Stranger Things briefly, and we're all huge fans here. So your character was last seen setting up a new life for 11. Can you tell us if we're going to see you in season 3?
I can't. I could, but then I'd have to have you killed.
So that sounds like a yes.
Well, could be a flashback.
Could be.
Could be live. You don't know.
Okay. That's a good teaser. That's a good teaser right there.
No, that's one. You know, they used to have the expression.
Where did you guys shoot that at?
They shoot it in Atlanta.
In Atlanta. Okay, that's right.
You know, when people say, oh, fun for the whole family, and there's nothing really that's all fun for the whole family, but that show.
Yeah.
I've met so many people, and that it is the show that brings families together because kids like it,
right.
Teenagers like it, and parents like it.
Right.
It's just really firing on all cylinders.
It does got to have a great tone where it appeals to all those demos.
Yeah, exactly, and they're kind of geniuses, those guys, the Duffer Brothers.
Yeah. I'm going to put you on the spot before I let you go here. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Okay. You got to tell the people where we're going to be because that's the whole point.
Yes.
Mario, tell them where the shows are going to be.
I'm gonna tell them.
Okay, because otherwise, you know.
Well, let's get that out of the way right
now.
Go.
Well, tell them. No, so I'm next Saturday, I'll be on the 16th of March, La Mirada, at the La Mirada Performing Arts Theater.
Okay.
April 5th in Albany at The Egg. How about that for a name of a theater?
Look at that.
And then Concord, New Hampshire, the Capitol Center on April 6th. So if you're in those areas, come down. If you're not in those areas, don't make a trip. I'm not going to, you know.
It might be worth it.
Like if you're in Seattle, don't drive to New Hampshire. That's crazy. But I'm saying if you're in the area.
It's a bit aggressive.
Just drive 3 days.
Yeah. And if anybody comes over and says, hey, I heard your interview on Mario, you get a free cocktail napkin. With every drink.
Look at that. Yeah. OnWithMario.com for all the dates on where to see Mr. Reiser.
All right. And I just thought I'd get that in. You know,
no, we got to make sure. I wasn't going to forget, but I'm glad we got to it.
All right. Give me the tough questions now.
Go to karaoke song.
Oh, I've never done karaoke in my life. I've been asked not to. People said, you know, yeah, just everybody.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, everybody but you.
I'm a fan of the Korean karaoke spots because they're small areas that we can go with your buddies and you can just, I have full on concerts in the Korean karaoke spots.
Really?
Yeah, because you don't want people with the phone and the whole deal.
Right.
The public ones, those are crazy.
So now if you go to Korea, it's that would be the place to do it.
You go to K-Town right here in L.A., no, off of Wilshire.
All right.
But Korea itself, that's next level.
I'm going to go to Korea for sure.
All right.
I'm a guy who makes a trip.
Last movie you saw in theaters.
Oh, that's a really tough one. That is a tough one. Oh my gosh. You know what? I haven't been to, don't tell anybody. Have I not been to the theater?
You'd be surprised. A lot of people haven't gone to theaters.
How is that the question that trips up the most people?
Because there's a little bit of shame. You know?
Like
I don't want Steven Spielberg mad at me for not going to the theater. No, you know
Schindler's
what? I saw Get Out. Get Out I saw in a theater. That's okay. A theater. That's a fun one in a theater.
Okay.
It's been a while, but all right. I know. I haven't,
unless it's a kids movie because of the kids, I haven't.
I watch most of my movies in a hotel room because you're on it telling me what to watch.
There it is.
Unless I hear from Mario and I get to spend $27, I don't enjoy them.
So you are on the road. You are
on the road in my pajamas looking at you.
I rented it for $27.
It's a way to go to sleep
Whatever the heck it is.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, okay. Barbara Feldon, Get Smart.
Oh, yeah.
And then 99. And then she actually did an episode of Mad About You, which is all about how we had a crush on her as a kid.
Oh, wow.
Kind of mind-blowing. And
it's a full circle moment.
And then those action... Okay, you never saw the original... Is it The Avengers? Diana Rigg? And was that The Avengers?
I know that name.
Diana Rigg, who's now... I think she was on... Game of Thrones or something big like that.
Yeah, I'm sure she's
look
hot.
It up. Come on, somebody Google it. But I had a huge crush on her.
I'm going to take your word for it. Okay.
And, so then was a little older.
Oh, you're giving me a whole roster.
Well, I spent a lot of time alone by myself in a room. But when I was after college, frankly, and saw Alien and Sigourney Weaver, I had a huge crush on Sigourney Weaver. Cut to 10 years later. And I'm making the second Aliens with Sigourney, I had to sit on my hands. I had to just behave myself and act accordingly.
It's kind of cool. I eventually got over it. With your
yes.
Crushes. Yes.
Yes, that's 2 out of 3. Never heard from Diana Rigg, but...
Not yet.
No, the day is young.
Not yet.
The day is young.
Go to OnWithMario.com for Paul's stand-up dates and ticket info. You can follow him on Instagram at Paul Reiser Official. Thanks for stopping by, sir.
So nice to see you.
You too.
On with Mario Lopez.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.